Maybe the busiest musician at a Sunday service is the organist. And whether he or she is in front of the congregation or hidden up in the choir loft in the back of the church, their contributions to the service are often taken for granted. But all you have to do is take a look at the organ itself to appreciate the job a church organist has. Edwin Penorwood is the organist for the First United Church in Bloomington, Indiana. He's been playing organ since he was 13 years old, and he spoke with me about his role in a Sunday service, and he also gave me a tour of the King of Instruments. Talk to me about the role that the organ plays in a service.
Well, I have some set ideas about that. I hate going to a church where the hymns, every stanza is played the same way, in the same tempo, and the same registration. And so I really try to put lots of spirit, of all kinds of spirit, into the organ playing to lift up the congregation through music is very important.
Some people probably don't know you're a world-famous composer. So how do the worlds of composing and organ interact for you?
I find they're very compatible. I love composing for church choirs, so that keeps me current. Also, I find that playing the organ is really helpful in orchestrating because you have the reeds and you have the strings, and it's really an orchestra at your fingertips. So I think that those tonal concepts really help me in orchestration.
Well, let's show me the beast. Let's play a little bit.
Okay.
There are three keyboards that you can play with your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got a whole slew of pedals that you play with your feet. And now we have these knobs, I guess you pull, that are labeled differently. So even just tell me what I'm looking at. This is a lot to look at.
Well, each of those is a certain sound. So if you on the lower manual, which on this organ is the choir, you have flutes. And then on the grate, you have something a little more, some diapasons. And on the swell, you can have very high flutes. Some strings. Or you can have some reeds. We'll give you lots of reeds here. And then you can have the full organ, which is even.
My poor little microphone peaked all over the place. Was everything working?
Just about everything was working, right. And the acoustics are wonderful here at First United, so it's like a cathedral resonance.
Wow. Well, I'd love for you to play a little bit of something.
Okay, let's see what we've got. My prelude is O Sacred Head Now Wounded by Brahms.
Thank you. that's gorgeous.
Edwin P. Norwood, organist of the First United Church, composer, music educator. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
In the fourth part of our Church Musicians series, I'll visit with a handbell choir. And maybe, just maybe, they'll teach me how to play.